Good morning. Good morning. How are you? This is Glenn Coble, and we're on the air. That's the name of the game here. And I hope you're having a good morning. We are looking at a fairly decent day, it looks like, out there. And wasn't raining when I came in, which is a little unusual. And I hope you're having a great time. We're going to do a little bit unusual stuff today. Usually I go through, I really work hard sometimes on my shows. I plan ahead and I work really hard to have things that I can read to you, and speeches and magazines and stuff like that. Well, I was kind of lazy this week. We're going to do, because Scott says it works and I'm trusting him, we're going to do a Family Feud. He says everybody loves the game Family Feud, and I have found several questions that I thought you might find silly or funny, and we're going to ask questions and see if you can come up with the answers. Parade Magazine has accumulated all these questions, so if you think they're crazy, the answers are crazy, take it up with Parade Magazine, not me, all right? Hey, by the way, if any of you are, you know, today is our 7th anniversary, and I think, let's see, how long have I been here? About 2.5 years, something like that, maybe a little, slightly longer than that, but 7 years, so we're having a big party tonight, and I don't know how in the world, Scott's got all these people coming to visit. I don't know how in the world we're going to get them all in this little tiny house, but we're going to give it a try, and since we don't have the COVID thing going on so much, and I think just about everybody in our family here at WWGH, everybody has their shot, we're kind of comfortable that we can do this, and anyway, we have one gentleman who would like to come, but he doesn't have a car. He lives in Columbus, so he doesn't need a car. He can get the mass transit, and I don't know, maybe he has a bicycle or something like that for short hauls. But the Kazoo Man, and he said he'd like to come to it, but we have no way to get him. So we're looking for somebody. How would you like to make a trip down to Columbus? You got to be down there. Well, you got to be back here by 7 o'clock. So my guess is you'd have to leave around 5. Zip down there, pick him up, head him back. Let's see, does that work out? Yeah, that works out about right. You'd come back, head back around 6 o'clock, which would get you here about 7, because rush hour will be slowing down some by then. Now, you will be going into rush hour, but going into it isn't so bad. But you could bring, and apparently Scott says he's just a riot of laughs when you're with him alone. But anyway, we're looking for somebody that'd be willing to do that. And if you would go down, pick him up, you would get invited to the party because you'd be bringing one of our guests, and then we need you to take him back. I know it's a night of stuff, but you'll have fun. I'll guarantee you'll have fun because we'll all be here. You'll be here, and the Kazoo Man will be here, and we'll all be just having fun. So if you can do that, we'd love to have you do it for us. If you can, either call the station and let me know. I'll be on the air now for the next, almost 3 hours. So give me a call, or let's see. Yeah, just give me a call if you're willing to do it, able to do it. And we will be indebted to you forever. Might even give you a prize or something. I don't know. We'll have to talk to Scott about that. All right. So that's what we're doing tonight. Our show from about, I think, from 7:15 on till 9, maybe. We're going to, might be 10. No, I think it's 9. We're going to be celebrating. That means we're going to be stuffing our face with cake, laughing a lot. I hope we're not singing, but sometimes Scott makes us sing. You'd think we'd be tough old guys that wouldn't. I mean, there are several of us that are old enough to be his father, and we ought to be able to tell him, I'm not singing, but we do anyway. So I hope you can help us out. If you can't, no problem. Tune into the show. You'll have fun. If you can't make it to the show, tune in tomorrow, and Scott will tell you all about it, okay? All right. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1 on your FM dial. Or if you are going out of town, take your cell phone with you, type in our website, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see Listen Live. Click on that, and you can hear everything that's going on exactly the way it is, even if you're in Timbuktu. You know where that is? I think it's in northern Africa. I think Timbuktu might be in the Sahara. You know, my minor in college was geomorphology, and that and we kind of studied land masses and stuff like that. And I should know the answer to that, but I'm pretty sure that that's where it is. What else were we going to talk about today? I don't know. I'm just going to shoot some questions out here. I'm going to shoot one question out to you and see if you can give us the answer. You ready? Now, if you want to answer these, you'll get a big attaboy from me. And the undying gratitude of the listening audience who will find out the answers to a lot of these questions. Now, you remember how Family Feud works, right? Steve Harvey's the guy that has it on TV. And he gives you, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 choices of what would happen if something was to happen. And you have to pick out them in order, or you can pick them out, I'll tell you which ones were the most common answers to these questions. Well, I'll tell you how much all of them got. Now, they're all different numbers. I don't know how they did it. I don't think this is based on 100. I'm adding up quickly here to see if it could be based on 100. There's 60, 70, 80, 90. No, it's not based on 100 people interviewed, but it's based on how many people they could get on the phone to answer their questions. Here's the first question. This will give you the idea of how this is going to go. You ready? All right. Oh, by the way, our phone number. You ready? I'll give you the phone number, and because you have to call our phone number to give us your answer, right? Show the world. Show Marion or the world how bright you are by calling 740-383-9944. Get that? 740-383-9944. Now, if nobody calls, I'm going to really be angry at Scott. He said people love to do this sort of thing. And if nobody calls, I'll give you the answers eventually. But I'm not going to give them to you right away because, you know, we have a 30-second delay. So it'll be a while before you hear the answers. All right, here's the question. Name something you might see a commercial for. Let me reread that. I didn't read that so well. My dyslexia got in the way. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Okay, I'll give you two more questions, and you can answer any one of them as you please. Tell me a word that rhymes with election. That should be relatively simple. Tell me a word that rhymes with election. I'm going to just give you those two to start with. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game, and tell me a word that rhymes with election. All right? And, oh, we got a call already. Let's go to the phone and see who we have here. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yeah, a commercial for a baseball game. You may see a beer commercial.
A beer commercial is exactly right, Bob. Four people said that. That's at the very bottom of the list, but you're exactly right. Thanks, Bob. Keep guessing, all right? See ya. All right, Bob has the answer exactly. Beer. You know, I thought beer would be at the top of that list, but it wasn't. It's at the bottom of that list. Four people of the ones that they surveyed said it was beer, so we'll cross that out. He's already got that answer. He answered, name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Now, if this was back in the 70s and 80s maybe, you would probably see more people say beer because I think it was light beer. One of the light beers got their start on baseball and really got very famous off of advertising on baseball. You know, I wonder if they've ever done, I'm sure they've done studies on how much sales increase if you have an ad on the Super Bowl. The only reason why I was in athletics for 18 years, so watching a game to me is kind of boring. I'm sorry, it is. The only reason why I watch the Super Bowl is to watch the commercials, and some years they're very disappointing. But this past year wasn't bad. It wasn't the greatest, but it wasn't bad. Yeah. I'm surprised I didn't have that question on this list, which was the best which was the best commercial on the Super Bowl. Now, I do believe that there have been they could do some great questions about who was the best halftime entertainment. And I have always been a Prince fan, so I'd have to say Prince, but there have been some great ones. The Rolling Stones were fantastic. Anyway, there have been some great ones. Anyway, we're looking for answers to name something you might see on a commercial during a baseball game. And also, tell me a word that rhymes with election. That one should be simple. I would think, I'm looking at them, and yes, I think all of them are very simple. One of them's a little on the dirty side, but you know how the shows go around here. Every once in a while, we even say something bad. I did that the other day, and we had to beep me. I don't usually say bad things on the air. I was raised as a minister's kid, and we weren't allowed to say dirty stuff in the house. And so I've learned to curb my mouth in most cases, but I didn't the other day. Scott had to beep me. Okay, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. The number here is 740-383-9944. If you have some answers to that, I can't believe that we don't have more people that have answers. But thanks, Bob. I'm going to take a sip of coffee. Hang on. That was good coffee. Oh, my. I love my coffee. I make it myself. It's a lot cheaper that way. I don't have to pay a dollar or two or three or $4 for my cup of coffee. I figured it out once. I pay about 28 cents for a cup of coffee. That includes the stuff I put in it. I put a little bit of Splenda in it, and I put that's all I put in it. But I also count a little bit extra because we have to wash it, the cup, and therefore we have a little bit of soap in that. I just threw a penny or two in for that. So I don't know if that's true or not. We got a phone call. Let's go to the phones and see what they're thinking. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
How about a hot dog commercial?
Hot dog commercial. Let me see here. Well, real close, but it's not a hot dog commercial. It's a place that might give you a hot dog.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. All right. Bye-bye. Not a hot dog commercial. I think that's a good answer. But one of the things on there does have something to do with food. But it isn't a hot dog commercial. That's a shame. Thanks for calling in. Hey, the question is that we're trying to answer is name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. The way I've been watching baseball, my wife and I are Cubs fans, and we've been watching it on one of those you pay to listen to your baseball team play, and except for when they're blacked out in your area, or if you're playing a team that somebody doesn't like, I don't know. Hang on, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you? Hello? You're on the air.
Popcorn.
What?
Popcorn.
Popcorn. Great answer. Wrong. Sorry, Bob. That's not on here. Have a good day. All right. Not popcorn. But there is one on here that has something to do with food, but it's not a specific food. Okay? And I'm going to leave that alone. See if you can't figure it out. We're looking for the to name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. And also, tell me a word that rhymes with election. We were talking about... Oh, we got another phone call. Let's go to the phones. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, I would know for sure, but how about some kind of cigarettes?
You know what? 20 years ago, you'd be absolutely right. But now it's against the law to advertise.
I would have thought. Cigarettes or beer? How about beer?
Well, we got beer, yeah. Our first caller called in with beer. You got that one right off the bat.
Well, better luck next time.
Absolutely. We'll send you out a good big attaboy. All right. Great answer, though. I mean, you can't complain about... She would be absolutely right had it been 20 or 30 years ago. I'm not sure when that that law went into effect that you can't advertise cigarettes on TV. Oh, but back when I was a kid watching baseball, back in the 50s and 60s, probably more of the 60s, you couldn't turn the TV on without having a cigarette commercial. And... fortunately, or unfortunately, depending on which side of that thing you're on, we've kind of done away with that. Hey, we got another phone call. Let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
How about credit card commercials?
Ooh, that's a great one. Let's see here.
You just about need credit cards to go to a game anymore.
You know, you are absolutely right, but credit cards is not one of them. But you know,
really?
Now, I was in sports for 18 years, and so I have a lot of friends who are still in sports, and one of them happens to be a bigwig with the Indians, and occasionally, I think twice, maybe three times, I've called Bart up, and I say, hey, Bart, can I get a ticket to come to the game? And he'll send me a ticket for myself and my wife. Now, that sounds great, because we're not paying the, 60, 70, 80 bucks? Well, it's probably more than that, because he always gives me tickets where the visiting wives sit. So we're sitting right behind the dugout. So,
great seats.
Great seats. Absolutely wonderful seats. But you go and buy a hot dog and a beer, and you've spent $20.
I know what you're saying. I love going to an Indians game. It's been a few years that, just a hot dog and a drink, it's outrageous.
And you have to park as well, and that's also outrageous. But it's worth it to go every once in a while, I think. It's great fun.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a good time. We would park in Strongsville at a bus station.
Oh.
And get on the bus, and it takes you right up to the stadium entrance, and when you're done, you get right back on the bus.
Oh, how terrific.
Only way to do it.
What does that cost you to get the bus?
Oh, super cheap. I don't remember now,
but
it was...
$5 or $6?
Very cheap.
Yeah, because if you park near, you're probably paying $15 to $20, maybe even $25. So, yeah.
Yes, and it takes the hassle out of it. It takes you right up to the entrance, and...
Yeah.
Right back along. So, yeah,
it's
great.
Well, our station manager, Scott, actually went to a World Series game up there. I can't imagine what that cost.
Oh, boy. Fun, though.
Yeah. Oh, great fun. All right. Well, thank you for your try.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. that also is a terrific answer. I can't believe it's not on there. Every time you turn the TV on now, you're getting a credit card ad, but not something that Parade Magazine says is a commercial that you're bound to see on a baseball game. Now, maybe they interviewed a lot of stupid people, because I can't. The last two people had great choices, and neither of them were on there. Anyway, if you got some a name of something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game, give us a call. We already have beer, so don't call on that. And we have another caller. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button to start with.
How about selection for election?
Oh, perfect. Selection for election. But you know what? That's all the way at the bottom, just like beer was for the other question. But it counts. You win.
I'm just a loser.
No, you get an attaboy for that one.
All right.
Thanks. Yeah. Selection. Yeah. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Selection for election. He's absolutely right. And now we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 other words that have been picked out by Parade Magazine to rhyme with election. And let's see, on the other one, name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and beer has already been taken, so there are only 5 left on that one. And we'll go back to that if we get a phone call. Scott was right. People like playing this game. And we don't ask who you are. We don't tell your phone number when it calls in. We just have fun here. All right? I'm glad we're having fun. We got about another 20 minutes of this section, and we'll do it again for the next section. And then don't forget, after that, from 12:15 on, we have swap shops. So if you have stuff that you're trying to sell or get rid of, or you have an event you want to announce, write it down, give us a call, and we'll put it on the air for you. Maybe we can get some extra people there. All right, got another phone call. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, you're on the air. What's your answer?
How about soda drink?
Soda drink. Let me look here.
Like Coke.
Yeah.
Or Pepsi.
Yeah. Nope, that's not one of them.
Okay.
Nah, I can't believe it, but it isn't.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Lots of great answers. They could have run that particular question on for at least 20 things, and they would have been right. But soda pop, I think it's Pepsi I see all the time on the Cubs games. But I may be wrong. I may be wrong. And I know I see beer on them. But we've already gotten that as an answer. We have five more answers on naming something you might see a commercial for on a baseball game. And we have 7 more answers on tell me a word that rhymes with election. We already had section. That was correct. That was the first guess on, and I can't believe that people can't rhyme election with something. There are lots of those. Okay, well, you're listening to WWGH. The phone number here, if you want to call in, 740-383-9944. I'm Glenn Coble. We'll be with you till noon, and then after noon, I'll be with you for another 45 minutes, starting at 12:15. We'll do Swap Shop, all right? And I might switch the information. Sometimes we don't get a huge number of calls on Swap Shop, so I have quite often trivia on that, and I've got some other trivia questions, I think, that won't relate to this Family Feud thing. So I'm a little surprised that these have stumped you a little. We've got 2 correct answers so far. I don't know, probably 10 people have already, 8 people have already called in, something like that, and only 2 correct. That's well, maybe this one's going to be correct. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
How about a Louisville Slugger commercial?
Oh, you got to have a Louisville Slugger. Hang on, let me look. No, it's not on there.
Oh, geez, what kind of question is this?
Yeah,
all right, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Louisville Slugger, well, you know, the people that watch Little League Baseball, Major League Baseball, probably are past buying a Little League slugger. What do you think? My other phone is ringing. I've got to answer it. Yes, I can't, but I'm going to shut off my phone. That was really bad. Hang on. We got somebody on my hands are going crazy here. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Well, how about some kind of automobile or pickup truck?
You got it! Car and truck. Yes, that's the number one answer.
Oh, wonderful. What a wonderful day.
Oh, it's a lovely day, and you are an attaboy.
You got it.
You win. Thank you very much. That's the number one answer. A car or a truck. Our ads that you always see, and that's correct. You always see those ads on baseball games. Of course you do. They cost a lot of money, so they've got to have a lot of ads out there because they got to get a lot of money back. Oh, well. You know, I haven't bought a new car. I'm trying to remember the last new car. The last new car that I bought, and I'm sure I wasn't inspired to do that by a commercial on a baseball game, but the last new car I bought was a K car. That tells you how long ago that was. What, I don't know, 73, 74, somewhere around there. It's the last time I bought a new car. Most of my cars have been used. I prefer to let somebody else eat the loss in the first year. Okay. I tell you what, this person is getting a little insistent. I'm not quite sure what I can do here. Hang on. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. Hang on. I'm sorry I left you alone, but I'm glad I answered my phone. I didn't know it. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow morning at 9:30, and I didn't have it in my phone. So, I don't even know that doctor's name. Must be somebody that was suggested by my regular physician. For, you know, when you get my age, they want to check every single thing on your body. And it's kind of embarrassing. There isn't anything on my body I want to show anybody anymore. All right. We've got three answers so far. Two for the first one. The first question was, name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. And we have two answers for that. The number one answer was car or truck ad. And we all know that, right? The number six answer is beer, which I would have thought would have been second, but it wasn't. It was the number six answer. And then we have one answer for tell me a word that rhymes with election. Section, okay? And that was the last of the words. There were three words all tying for last, and selection was in there tying for last. Section I was going to tell you who it was tied for, but that wouldn't help, right? Hang on, we got somebody on the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about a pain reliever of some type?
Pain reliever, let's see here. Absolutely, well, if beer.
Yeah, but I figured they'd have some kind of
aspirin or something. Yeah, no, they don't have any. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to give you a yes. It doesn't say pain reliever, but it does say medication. And I'm giving you an attaboy for that, all right?
I was going to say medication, but I figured that'd be more taken in, like, you know, your prescriptions and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they do have a lot of medications on there, and I'm going to give it to you, all right?
All right, Glenn.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye. All right. Great answer. He made it. Medication was the second to last. It was right ahead of beer. Well, it's sort of the same category, right? If you're like me, who likes beer, It is the same category. All right, we've got three answers left in Name Something You Might See a Commercial For During a Baseball Game. And we've got seven answers left. Tell me a word that rhymes with election. All right. Now, I think people are afraid of answering that one. I'm going to go to the phone and see what this person says. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
How about insurance?
Insurance, that's got to be here. Hang on.
Yeah, car, auto, whatever.
Oh, you know what? No, they've got car and truck, but no car and truck insurance.
So, if
you want to buy a car or a truck, watch baseball games, but not at their insurance. Just run into something.
Okay.
Thanks. Good idea. Bye-bye. Not insurance. On Cubs, there's a guy that advertises on the Cubs, and he advertises all the time, and he's a private insurance agent, and I don't know how he can afford it, but he advertises on the Cubs games all the time, and I wish I could remember his name, because you'd know it if you watched the Cubs games. And she would be absolutely right if she watched the Cubs, and we're counting on the Cubs, because he's on there every day. All right. You're listening to WWGH, and we're doing Family Feud today. We got another 10 minutes on this first section of Family Feud. We've got three questions. No, we have two questions. I'm going to add a third question so we don't stump you so much. When you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope not to see in the toilet? When you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope not to see in the toilet? Not around the toilet, in the toilet. All right? Well, there are two colors that are absolutely have to be answered, and they are number one and number two. We'll see what you say. All right? Number one and number two. Good choice of words there, Glenn. All right. You can answer that by calling 740-383-9944. Here's a call right now. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you? Hello? You're on the air. Uh-oh. Did I miss you? I might have hit the wrong button. I don't think so, though. Call back. All right. I didn't think I hit the wrong button, but maybe I did. Here's another one. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Here's the call right now. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Is this Bob?
Yeah, when you're in the bathroom, you don't want to see black.
Black. Yes, that is correct, but that's not one of the top two. Black.
Okay, on your Roger reelection, it's reflection.
Reflection. You don't want to see that. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot, Bob. You're right. Black is the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 5 guess on the 6. Okay? Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right. Yes, you don't want to see black when you look down into the toilet. When you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope not to see in the toilet bowl? Now, here at the WWGH, we have a brand new toilet bowl, which is kind of nice, and it's pristine and clean white. Hang on, we're going to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
The bathroom, I'll say red.
Ooh, red. Red is very good. That's the third most chosen color not to see when you look down in the toilet. That's a good atta girl. We give it to you.
What do you mean, atta girl? I don't understand what you're doing.
I'm just praising you for getting the right answer.
I went out early this morning and I took a little nap. I just woke up, so.
Oh, okay. We're not giving prizes today. We're just giving attaboys and attagirls.
Okay.
And a lot of people.
Are you going to keep doing this for another hour?
Oh, yeah, we'll do it for one more hour. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Get your answers. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, she got that right. Had to take a nap. Everybody needs a nap. The best time, I was reading this last week, I think, on one of my trivia things. The best time to take a nap is between 1 and 2:30 because your body temperature goes down at that point. Now, I don't have the source for why that's... It might have been Cleveland Clinic. I can't remember what the source on that was, but that's the best time to take one. I quite often do take one at that time. Hey, we got somebody else on the phone. Let me go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you? Yeah? What color?
Yellow.
Yes, number two. You're a winner. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Yellow is number two. Boy, we're getting answers on that color. You know, the question's kind of disgusting. Maybe that's why we're getting the answers. When you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope not to see in the toilet bowl? Number one answer, I can't believe it wasn't hit first. But anyway, so we've gotten yellow, which was number two, red, which was number three, and black, which was number five. Those three are correct. Now we have three more, and the last one is kind of weird. You're going to have to explain it to me. Okay, let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Okay, bathroom, I'll say green.
Green! Green is number four. You're a winner. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right. Green, she's absolutely correct, is number four, and of the people that they surveyed, 10 of the, let's see, is 60, 100 and, well, about 100 people, slightly less than 100 people, 10 of them said green. So she was better than a lot of people. Number one, the last one, you won't believe when I tell you. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
How about brown?
What color?
Brown.
That is number one, Bob. You are the attaboy of the day. All right? Brown.
Thank you.
I can't believe people didn't guess that earlier. All right. Bob says it's brown, and Bob is absolutely right. That is the number one color you don't want to see when you walk into a bathroom and look in the toilet bowl. Okay, we only have one color left. I don't think anybody's going to get this. All right? Hang on. We're going back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you? Hello? Hello, you're on the air. All right. Well, we missed you. If I missed you, please call back. I'm not so good at punching these buttons as fast as I need to. We got about four more minutes left to go in this segment. When we come back, we'll try to get the answers to the other two. You'll never guess the sixth color that you don't want to see in the toilet bowl. You'll never get it. Never, ever. I don't believe. Hang on, I think I have another phone call. Let me go and see if I do. Nope, I got a busy signal, so not there. Okay, here it is. Okay. Hi, you're on the phone. You're live on the air. How can we help you?
I don't know about that. I'll say pizza.
Pizza.
For the baseball, whatever you're doing.
You know, you guys are kind of dancing around the answer, but that's not the one.
Do you need like a certain food, a certain thing, or just in the area, like insurance, not life?
It isn't a specific food, but it's related to food, okay? That's the best I can give you.
Okay, then.
Okay, keep thinking. Bye-bye. All right. That's a good one, though. Pizza. When I was in Chicago, Uno's and Due's, I believe, were on the local broadcasts of the Cubs games or the White Sox games. I'm not quite sure which one. But Uno's and Due's were really famous pizza places down by the river, the Chicago River. And they were some of the first places to really tout thick crust pizza. And They were good, but I'm not a thick crust pizza guy. I don't know about you, but that fills me up too much. I like thin crust. My favorite pizza is a thin crust with pepperoni, black olives, mushrooms, sausage. That's my favorite. I know that some people think I'm weird. Well, my wife definitely thinks I'm weird, but some other people as well. All right, let's go back to the phone. We got a couple minutes. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
For the commercial, would it be fast food?
Fast food. You know what? I'm going to give you that. It's not quite, but we've been tiptoeing around this all morning. Restaurants is number 1, 2, 3, 4. Number 4 on the list. I'm going to give you that for restaurants, all right?
Well, thank you.
Attaboy.
All right.
You did a good job. All right. Okay, restaurants is number 4. We had a lot of people saying the names of food and stuff, and I was trying to hint for it, but I apparently wasn't doing a very good job. All right, so we've got only 2 left on the name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game, and only 1 left on the color you don't want to see in the toilet bowl when you go in there. But we have a whole bunch of words that rhyme up with election that you haven't gotten to. Well, we're about to call it off here for about 15 minutes, and we'll get back to you, and we'll keep this up because we've had a lot of phone calls on this. Scott was absolutely right. People love to play this game. Gives you something to get your brain working, right? All right. Yeah, right now, you are listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. And I wanted to say thanks for calling in, and we'll be talking to you in about 15 minutes. All right. Have a good day, and call us back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated.
So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right, well, as I walked through the door, I could see, I've always made it a habit in my career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where there's more than people around, I did a quick look over of all of them, up and down. So I saw Ruby. He was standing there, and he was holding that pistol in his left hand, pressed against his leg, down just above his knee. Well, he was surrounded by police officers and reporters, but none of them was looking down. They were all looking up head high, and I saw it. And as soon as I saw that, I was already within 4 or 5 steps of him by that time. And when I saw it, then I knew exactly what was going to happen. So I began my defense on it, trying to jerk Oswald behind me. And I was moving him behind me when he took 2 steps forward, and he put him in arm reach. And my reach, I reached over and grabbed him by the left shoulder and shoved back and down on him. But at the same time, of course, he'd switched that gun in his right hand and fired.
The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not. You know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad, and so on and so forth. Anyway.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh.com. 1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adam Media and Adam the Computer Guy are a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, offering remote and on-site technical support.